Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Moore. Steve is the author of the new book, Who's the Fairest of Them All? Available wherever books are sold. When did that come out, Steve?
That came out about 3 months ago.
All right.
It's doing pretty well, and it takes on this idea of that only the rich get ahead in America. It just isn't true.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're setting the record straight on that. And I'm sure you talked about the fact that we're not fortunate because we're successful. We're fortunate to be Americans. We're successful because we worked.
Right.
And so
that's something that's a key point. I mean, you've got a president who thinks that the way you stimulate the economy is give people more unemployment insurance benefits and food stamps.
Right.
That, that's the worst.
And cell phones. 6 million cell phones too. Don't forget that. But Steve, I do want to. And by the way, folks, Steve is part of the editorial board at Wall Street Journal and writes on economic issues and others. Wall Street WSJ.com. I encourage you to check it out. Best newspaper on the planet. Steve, Wall Street is setting records every day.
Yeah. Yep.
Main Street is going the other way. What's wrong with that picture?
It's a real dilemma there because you're right. The stock market has been on a tear now for most of 2013, and we keep hitting record highs. But the small business sector that you and I care so much about is not doing so well. And so I think part of it is that we've got a lot of rules now that actually favor the big corporations over the small businesses. Let me give you just one example, Jim. The president said the other day, let's have a 28% corporate tax rate.
Right.
Now, I'm all for that.
I'm all for it.
But you know what? The small businesses face a 40% corporate
tax. That's exactly right. While corporations
are
getting a break on that, a small business who had a good year in 2000, whatever year they do this in, could pay up to 40%.
That's right. And that I think, is part of the explanation. Look, I actually am somewhat bullish about the economy right now. I think we're going to get 3% growth in the second half of this year. And part of it is because, Barack Obama is already a bit of a lame duck. He can't get anything done, which is
right.
A good thing. And you've got government actually spending that's starting to shrink because of the sequester, which is a good thing. And you got corporate profits that are pretty high. And businesses are starting to put their toe back in the water. So I'm going to end this on an optimistic note to say I think we're going to get some better growth in the second half of this year if government will just stay the hell out of the way.
I hear you, and I believe you. I agree with you. There's one thing, though, that I want to say, and that is that I'm worried that there is a Fed-created stock bubble, equities bubble, in Wall Street right now. I wrote an article about this, and what my concern is that when that if I'm correct, and if that when that bubble crashes, when it breaks, it's going to reverberate through the economy, and the small business sector, who didn't benefit from the run-up directly, will wind up being hurt by the collapse.
Well, that's a very good concern, and I agree. We keep printing more and more money. The Fed is pumping in about $80 billion a month into the economy through, what are we on, QE3, QE4,
right.
QE Infinity. I can't even
mm-hmm.
keep track.
Right.
So,
$87 billion a month. A new money.
$87 billion? Yeah. So, as my old friend Larry Kudlow always says, the Fed can print money, but it can't print jobs.
That's right.
And that's been we're under this illusion that all it takes is just to keep, pumping more money into the economy. But I always say, look, folks, if that worked, Argentina, Bolivia, Mexico would be the richest countries in the world.
That's exactly right. And that's the reason why I'm no Wall Street expert, but I have been studying bubbles for a long time. And if folks, if you want to think they haven't been around a long time, read Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. They go back hundreds of years. And they all look the same way. And when you've got an illogical scenario, right, like where the foundational economy is not doing good, and then you got this group of investment, the investment part of our world is going through the roof, That's just an illogical scenario.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two ways to read this. One is it's a bubble, but hopefully the second scenario is that the people are starting to feel optimistic about the future. Because let's face it, stock right. values are based on, you know, the present value of future profits. So right. let's keep our fingers crossed it's the latter, not the former.
I agree, and I hope the economy maybe can start filling in the gap. There between those two. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 14 great years. Congratulations on the new book, Who's the Fairest of Them All?
Thanks, Jim. Have a great week.
Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, at WSJ.com with Wall Street Journal. He'll be back another day. We always get smarter when Stephen joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.